Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Let's welcome in the Illinois Comptroller. She is running for mayor of Chicago, and she said that if she becomes mayor, she will stop the snow and the cold. It's Susana Mendoza.
Yes, I did not say.
Are you sure
that.
About that?
Yeah.
Okay,
my
I thought you told us that off the air.
That far.
I like that you clarified that right
yes,
off the bat.
I know, some people are going to say, she said that, what a liar. No, I did not say that.
Right.
So thank
why
you.
Do people keep screwing up your name? Susana. Why is that so
thank
hard?
Thank you for saying it so nicely. Well. I don't know. I joke around that the A is not silent. And neither am I, right?
So, yes.
No, my mom called me Susana. That's her name. She's the original. I'm like, you know, Coke 2, it's not as good, right? My mom's the best. But
and she'll let you know that.
Oh, yes. She's 83, yeah. And she's the only person who tells me what to do. I'm still kind of scared of her.
Good
I love her.
Her
with all my heart. She's the best and the most supportive mom. But, yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of one person on this earth
since
I was born, and that's my mama.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we all feel that
she
way.
She lives at home with us. It's such a blessing. You know, we have a little six-year-old, and she gets to see him every day, and, you know, he bosses her around. So he's her boss, but, of course, she's everybody else's boss.
Right.
And enjoy every single second of it.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're the Illinois Comptroller.
I am.
So you're in charge of the money for the state.
Yes, I manage the state's finances, and
yep.
Last 2 years of my life, I've been managing the state through the worst fiscal crisis in the history
horrible.
Of our state.
Just horrible.
It's horrible. But, you know, when I took over... the bill backlog was just growing exponentially. It had more than tripled in just 2 years of Bruce Rauner's administration. And that's when I came in. And it got as bad as $16.7 billion worth of bills that had not been paid. We had a 736-day budget crisis.
Are you freaking out at this point?
No, I'm used to working under extreme pressure and tough times. So I'm actually not freaking out. I look at the challenges that lie ahead for the city of Chicago, knowing what I've been able to do to manage the state through this fiscal crisis and actually give the markets calm, which was next to impossible. But I went into that office and I think far exceeded people's expectations and certainly the markets. And now we cut the bill backlog by more than half. I was able to lead the charge on refinancing a large portion of our debt that we were paying 12% interest on to 3.5%, which saved taxpayers between $4 and $6 billion, and got the
Can
market.
Can you say
up
that again? Because I don't think people understand
yeah.
that move that you made.
It was a huge move.
12%. Who negotiated that deal?
The legislature did. So for every
because they just wanted to get it done.
No, it was because originally, and this is kind of a good story actually. Years ago. In an attempt to try to get vendors paid quicker, the legislature created an incentive to not pay your bills late. So they said, if we go beyond 90 days in paying people for the services that they rendered, the state would incur a penalty of 1% a month, right?
That's right.
So the goal was to never get to that 1% a month.
Right.
But then we got a terrible recession that hit the state of Illinois, and we didn't have enough revenues to cover the expenses. So then, in order for small businesses to stay alive, they had to depend on these other lenders to come in. They would buy the debt, but they would essentially start collecting 1% interest on that debt. It's a really complicated thing. But at the end of the day, long story short, the state of Illinois was racking up liabilities that we didn't have enough money to pay. And so we were incurring 1% interest a month. And we went 736 days without a budget, which means we were paying 12% interest a month, which racked up to over $1 billion in late payment interest penalties. And that's really what I've been managing through. But I thought there's got to be a better way to, you know, utilize taxpayer dollars. Why are we paying 12% when we can go to the market with a bond deal and refinance at a much lower percentage rate? The governor fought me. We finally got it done. And we ended up getting a 3.5% rate, which saved us about $4 to $6 billion over the 12-year course of the loan. So, or the deal. So essentially, this is what I've been doing the last 2 years. I was able to take that $6 billion that we bonded out, turn it into $9 billion with federal matching dollars, put it to use on tackling the bills that we owed. And I cut our bill backlog in half. Today, we're about $7.7 billion versus $16.7. And we're not out of the woods yet, but we certainly can start to see some light between the trees. So look, I'm ready to be mayor, and whatever fiscal challenges lie ahead,
well,
I'm used to it.
Susana, Jane and I live in the city, and you know, the pension bill is due next year, the first one, at $300 million.
That's right.
Where does that money come from? Because Bill Daley said, You got to go in and change the Constitution. Gary Chico said, let's start a casino. Where's the money come from?
Well, first of all, those aren't realistic answers because, number one, even if you did change the Constitution, you know, Bill should know that there's plenty of court precedent to say that the Constitution change could only affect pensioners going forward, but not the current unfunded pension liabilities that we're on the hook for. So we have to address that. We can't pretend to address it. We have to be honest with the public that we've incurred those liabilities, and no matter what the Constitution says moving forward, we're on the hook for those. The casino, while I'm in support of a casino, that's going to take a while to pass legislatively. We're not going to see revenues from a casino for years.
Yeah.
So, again, let's get real with the public that we need real solutions, and there's not very many options for us. So, obviously, cutting costs is one thing, but it's not going to make up a $300 million hole. I think we do have to be honest with the public that we should be looking potentially at least have an honest discussion as to whether it makes sense to do a bond deal of some sort, similar to what we just talked about.
Right.
I don't necessarily think we need a $10 billion bond deal, which is what the mayor had proposed. But what I would propose is offering taxpayers options of what we could be doing. Is it a $2 billion? Is it a $5 billion? Is it a $7 billion? Combination thereof. What's the risk versus the rate of return? And most importantly, there's not very many options for us to get immediate cash flow in to make that payment, unless if we look at some other financial tools like potentially a bond offering. But I'm not for a commuter tax. I think that would really hurt business. You know, Bill Daley's talking about a commuter tax. Yeah. It's a terrible idea.
Right.
And a lot of the cities that have them have not seen any business growth. They've actually seen stagnation or a deterioration in their economic base. So Chicago needs to continue to flourish as a city, and we need to figure out how we can address the immediate looming pension debt and have an honest discussion with the public. Because, look, I want to put it forth in a transparent way so that people have an opinion. Do we go for low risk, low return? Do we go for medium or high? But at the end of the day, let's talk about it. I'm not going to be a mayor who comes up with a plan and puts it on the alderman's desk the day they're supposed to vote on it. I think people need to be engaged the way I engaged them when I was a controller talking about the pension deal.
Right.
And or not the pension deal, but the bond deal.
Yep.
And having them an opinion, because at the end of the day, taxpayers are going to be paying for this. I need to make the case that we can absorb debt service payments. If we can't, we don't move forward. But the alternative is property tax increases, which I am not going to do. So I think people feel they're taxed out.
Thank you.
And we
for
need
that.
To look at other options. And I want people's opinion as to, I'm going to give them the facts. Let's figure out how we get there together.
I pictured you sitting at a desk with a bunch of number two pencils, like figuring out the 7 billion, 12%. How do we get? I'm glad it's not me figuring it out, because I'm telling you, like, I'm still on easy mathematics. You win the election for comptroller, and then you say, I'm going to run for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know you were going to run and that you wanted that job?
Essentially, I knew for sure that I would do it once Bruce Rauner was unelected. So, and I had said that I was considering it, but that I was focused on my race for controller, which is the absolute truth. You might remember that there was a little video that leaked, and that video was taped the day that I was taping my ads for controller, because my consultant said, well, look, I mean, I know you haven't made up your mind yet, but the production crew is here. Why don't we throw some lines in the can in the event that you do decide to do it?
It's all about cost savings,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah,
you
want
to save some money.
These things are really expensive to do. And so, you know, that video should, of course, never have been stolen, which it was, and put out there, because I still had not made up my mind, as much as people might think otherwise. And I had said on the record on several occasions that I would be controller as long as Bruce Rauner was governor. And thankfully, Bruce Rauner is now a thing of the past. We can focus on the future. I think JB is going to do a great job as governor. And my skill set is really more necessary today fighting for Chicago's future and making sure that our city moves forward and isn't just stagnated for the next 4 years than it will be fighting a governor hell-bent on destroying the state. So I needed to make sure that we did not put the cart before the horse. It was no secret that I was considering it, but I was absolutely focused on electing Democrats across the state of Illinois and making sure that we had a new governor. If that didn't happen, I would still be running, or I would still be only focused on controller today and not running for mayor. But the city's future is at stake, and that's why I'm stepping up to be mayor.
Boy, do we know it. We both live in the city. Let me take a quick break, and we'll talk a little bit more.
Sure, thank you.
SusannaMendoza.com, right?
Really simple.
That's your website.
SusannaMendoza.com.
All right, more coming up next on 720 WGN.